broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that Irish refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two at two in the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Hour one, we talked to Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, about how we need to reject the military-industrial complex. We also talked about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints General Conference. We plead with our listeners to call their congressmen and senators and every day this week and ask them to please, what do we got to do to end the Saudi genocide for the people in Yemen? Will torture make America great again? Of course not, ladies and gentlemen. Ms. Haspel should be prosecuted for her criminal behavior, but instead she might lead one of the greatest organizations in the world. Torture is not ethical. It is not moral. In fact, it contravenes international law, and it violates God's law. The United States should not be a party to such practice as torture. All right, we covered that last hour. Check it out if you're interested, libertyroundtable.com. The broadcast will be up as soon as we possibly can. Meantime, Kirk Crosby's on the road. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, so the Laura Ingraham battle seemed to heat up over the weekend. It's kind of fascinating. Whenever a host gets attacked, they lose advertisers big time, and then what they say is, and they did this for Bill O'Reilly, and they're doing it for Laura. Now, they claim that these vacations have been in the works for a long time, and they're not really taking a vacation because of the scandal, but I don't believe them. And I don't believe them because I don't believe it happened to Bill O'Reilly just when the scandal hit. And then Laura Ingraham, just when the scandal hit, but she's off for a whole week, they say, for a vacation. But Laura Ingraham announces week off as advertisers flee. I'm convinced that it's not a planned week off. There might have been a vacation planned in the works. There always is for these big hosts. But I'm telling you right now, it's timed very strangely. And the question is, will she even come back? And if she does, you know, how long will she be able to stay around? Are they going to shut down her show? What's going to happen? And we see a pattern here is why I'm bringing this up, Kurt.
Yeah, you couldn't be more right, Sam, when you look at the way this whole thing works with the velvet hammer that's pretty painful these days. You know, it's a lot more, I guess you could say, hard-hitting. But it, you know, it goes both ways. We've seen it before where the, you know, you could go after the advertisers of the other guys, you know, and stuff. And the key thing to me is real good media, you know, like Liberty News Radio, is typically really supported by those who are the listeners, not so much the advertisers. That's where the real way to have what I called media that hey, you know, you want to support. That's what I recommend to Laura, as well as that's why we request your assistance, ladies and gentlemen, on a regular basis here for Liberty News Radio and Liberty Roundtable.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so there's we'll keep an eye on the ball when it comes to Dr. Laura, or not Dr. Laura. I'm sorry, Laura Ingraham. Going the way of Dr. Laura, going the way of Bill O'Reilly.
Point.
And I'm not here to defend Laura Ingraham or Bill O'Reilly or any of these other hosts. Like I say, I don't believe they really tell the tale of liberty like they ought to. Nevertheless, I do see a pattern of rejection of certain types of speech. You got basically free speech for the left, and then you got curtailed speech for the rest of us. And we really have to make sure that we're aware and stand against that, or else we'll lose our free speech as well, as the whole point. Whether we agree with Laura Ingraham or Bill O'Reilly or any of these people, hey, I'm concerned when they lose their speech. Now, you would say, well, wait a minute, they're not losing their speech. They're just losing their big gigs and the media. That's right. That's all true. But at some point, you got the gatekeepers, and then you got the rest of us. the rest of us struggle for listeners and viewers and readers, and because the internet's against us all. And so, you know, you take a Glenn Beck who used to be with Fox and CNN and all these places. Now, no offense, but he's virtually a nobody, comparatively speaking. Now there's allegations he might even lose the Blaze. And so now you see Laura Ingraham and Bill O'Reilly and Dr. Laura Schlesinger and all these people that are getting drummed out of the media. And if they're being replaced with constitutionalists, I'd be very happy. But they're not. They're being replaced by a liberal-leaning left group that has an agenda to gatekeep and cover up and control what we see and hear. All right, two stories from WND.com. They're both Bob Unruh pieces. First one, Kurt, the left coast's latest claim, sexual orientation counseling, now fraud?
Well, you understand why, Sam. I mean, you're not supposed to be able to repent of those things. You're not supposed to. In fact, you don't want to go against this idea that, hey, there are these homosexuals and these deviant behaviors, and they're not supposed to be corrected. They're supposed to be tolerated, and that kind of thing. And that's what I see. And isn't that the way it is?
It's very strange. So I don't understand sexual orientation counseling now fraud. And here's the deal. Yeah. The only reason it's fraud, in my opinion now, Kurt, is because what happens with the counselors are people who want to help kind of reject the gender euphoria idea. These are the people that want to stand for male and female. God created them. These are the biblical people that want to say, look, you might be gender confused, but most of it's based on society. You really want to, if you're born a male, you want to stay a male, or if you're born a female, you want to stay a female. Most of this counseling is designed to help people kind of overcome or work through it. And that's why it's basically considered fraud. Whereas, they'll call it something else, or if you want to help or promote or, the transgender agenda, then they'll have some way that it's not fraud. This seems to me is a very strategic way to reject people trying to talk people into the old way, meaning that, hey, there's two genders, male and female. God created us. Anytime you speak of those standards, they used to just be time-honored reality. I mean, nobody questioned gender. What the heck? Okay, and so they really want to just stop anybody from helping people. It's kind of like how if somebody all of a sudden thinks they're gay, and a counselor tries to say, listen, you're not gay. This is a natural man appetite for sin. You gotta not act upon your impulses or whatever. Then see, those people would be shut down too. This is, in my opinion, a strike across the bow, if you will, when it comes to rejecting a Christian viewpoint and counselors advocating for moral law on this thing, Kurt. That's really what this debate's about, isn't it?
Well, that's what I think, and the other part of it is this, so much of it has to do with this whole insurance and the big government health care or sick care system. See, if these are not, in the approved area, then they don't, of course, get paid for with your insurance, and then you end up, got to opt for something else that's quote approved. This whole freedom of choice thing just doesn't work when you want to choose something like that, does it?
And that's the problem. How they're going to get around it, though, when they counsel people that are struggling with a lot of this stuff, they do a lot of counseling too to help people adjust. In other words, they take a little girl and she wants to be a boy because she's a tomboy, and then they literally help her become a tomboy. They give her meds. They use taxpayer dollars to fund the sex change operation and medications, and they provide counseling there too. The question is how tight the rules will be and how it will be written against Christians. The devil will be in the details, I'm telling you.
Of course.
So anyway, expect that. I found that fascinating. Judge says landlords can pick their tenants, writes Bob Unruh, WND.com. This is an interesting one, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah. I mean, imagine somebody who owns a building and they're wanting to rent, to someone, that the judge is saying, hey, you could pick who you want to be there. I mean, that's a way out idea, I understand.
Well, the question is how long that'll last. In other words, they'll get lawsuits against them and everything else under the sun. So I think it's a good sign. I don't believe in discrimination, but I do believe people have the right to discriminate.
Well, I mean, it's just like in, you know, dating, for example, if we're going to take this non-discrimination thing, then whoever you ask to go on a date with you has to agree, because, you know, otherwise they're discriminating. And it's just, you know, a mess to say that people can't choose. We got this whole pro-life kind of thing, and then the whole pro-choice thing where they say, hey, you could choose to kill a baby. Now you can't choose to, you know.
Well, pretty soon they'll probably make it to where if you ask somebody on a date, you'd have to ask somebody from different genders and different sexual orientations, and then eventually you'd have to ask people of different races, too, to make sure that you're not being racist. I mean, a white person, if he asks out three white women in a row, that could be disastrous and just show a racial bias, couldn't it,
yeah,
Kurt?
Affirmative action, you know.
Right? Yeah, on the dating game.
It sure is a
hang tight. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby on your radio. Oh, it's amazing what we see in the news. So judge says landlords can pick their tenants. Is that judge, you think, going to survive, Kurt?
Well, he'd probably get reassigned to somewhere in, like, East Alaska or something like that, you know. Greg says Siberia.
Yeah, good point. I think the judge is right. And I think this epic battle comes down to, hey, how much freedom do you have? How much can you be forced to violate your conscience is what it really comes down to. whether it be baking a cake for a same-sex wedding, which you disagree with and being forced to do so, whether it's you have to lease your home or your property to anybody, or whether you can decide. In other words, landlords can pick their tenants. Really, it comes down to this discussion of conscience, doesn't it, Kurt?
Well, yeah, and think about it, Sam. In my opinion, my grandpa's, you know, gone for a number of years ago. He passed away. But if I, you know, talked to him today and said, look, guess what? They're lucky enough to be able to pick your tenants if you want to pick who you want to rent. He'd be looking at me like, what do you mean you can't pick your tenants? He'd just have been shocked that we'd ever go this far, you know. That's where we find ourselves, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and I think it's going to be an epic battle. I pray the Supreme Court is correct on this coming out in June, where the guy in Colorado is not forced to bake a wedding cake. Now, listen, I don't believe in discriminating against people, but I also don't believe in violating your right of conscience. And, what one person calls discrimination, another person would call, look, I'm not saying they can't come into my store and buy something. I am saying I don't want to participate and use my artistic talent to promote their agenda. I don't want to do it. But I think even people should be able to kick people out of their stores and just say, look, we don't serve your kind here. Now, I know that sounds crazy. And people would say, well, Sam, you don't know much about discrimination. You're a white privileged guy and you have no idea. Well, I'm a blind person and I've been discriminated against plenty for being blind. People are offensive and people, and I've had a guide dog before and people kick you out of a restaurant because you have a dog. So I know about discrimination. I'm also a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a Mormon, a Christian. And there's discrimination plenty of there. In fact, the Mormons have probably the biggest history of discrimination, more so than any other group you could point to. Nevertheless, I think that people ought to say that, and I'll just go to a place where they want me or where I'm welcome. And, even though it's a sad tale, I don't support people doing that, but I support their right to do that. And the problem is, where does conscience fit versus where does, it's an epic battle, and we see more and more and more examples of this. And the judge, in my opinion, voted right on this one, or I should say, spoke out correctly on this one. Not because I want people to deny people the ability to live places, but because I don't believe people should be forced to violate their right of conscience. All right, there's what's called PILF, Kurt. PILF. And PILF lawsuit, we're talking about the largest county in Texas withholding non-citizen voting records. Merrill Hope writes the article, Kurt.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember this.
Well, it says the Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, filed a lawsuit last Thursday against Harris County, Texas, for failing to disclose, listen carefully, non-citizen voter records required under the law. At issue with this case is our allegations that Harris County has refused to allow PILF to review these records. And the issue with this thing, Kurt, is significant because, look, what are you talking about? Non-citizen voting records. Should there be such a thing in the first place?
Well, that's a great point, Sam, and this is part of that whole vote fraud kind of deal, if you ask me. There's all these records and all these deals where, people, you go, hey, how does this all work, so many of these stories we see, hey, you can't have access to this information and all that kind of stuff, and it's just so much of it, if I remember right, it just makes you remember that, hey, it's just vote fraud big time going on all over the place.
Well, and my question is, why would this Harris County, one of the biggest counties in Texas, we're talking about a border state, we know there are records of non-citizens there, why would they withhold these non-citizen records? Why would they do that? Wouldn't they want honesty in voting as well? And if they run around and say there's no dishonesty, no fraud in voting, then why would they withhold the efforts, the records? You would think they'd be delighted to demonstrate the fact that there is no fraud and say, look, see, we told you there was no fraud. There was no problem here at all. What gives?
Well, the key thing here is non-citizen records, Sam. You've got illegal immigrants, people that are in America that shouldn't be here, that they don't want to, pass their information on, right? Kind of the California sanctuary cities kind of stuff, you know, and harboring criminals, basically, because they are people here that don't have a right to be here, right?
I think that's correct, but what I don't understand is, hey, what's going to happen in this case, Kurt? You think the PILF folks are going to win?
Well, it all depends on if, you know, the rule of law works, Sam.
Now, what's hard for me in a lot of these cases, Kurt, is knowing who's on the right side of what. Is PILF on the right side on this one?
Well, I don't know. I do know this, though, that if you're talking about voting records that are government voting records, and you've got the what we call the Immigration Customs and Enforcement, and if you've got a law that says that it's illegal to vote unless you're a citizen, and we've got records of people that vote that are non-citizens, then that would call us vote fraud, right?
Yes, but this kind of goes back to the issue that, you know, I argue this. I said we cannot let Barack Hussein Obama, without knowing if he's a citizen, be the president of the United States. And everybody laughed at me. Even the constitutionalists said, Sam, it's just a conspiracy theory, you know, birther idea. Forget it. You're wasting your time. You lose credibility over this one. Come on, Sam, let it go. And I stuck to my guns on that one, and I will continue to do so, because it is not a matter of them mocking me in the media and calling me a birther and marginalizing the discussion. It is about the rule of law. And if we can let a man be president and we can't really confirm if he is a citizen, and then, you know, you say, well, Sam, he released the birth certificate. He proved it. And then my response is, yep, one of the biggest sheriffs in the nation had an investigative team that proved it was a forgery. So let's just go down that road now. All right. But here's the point, Kurt. If you can allow that guy to be president and not know if he's a citizen, then how can you even bring this up? I mean, difference does it make, Kurt?
It's just like the whole Bill Clinton thing in the White House and the criminal activity there. And yet, hey, you know, we're supposed to make sure that if you've got a parking ticket, you get that thing paid, or you were at a farmer's market and didn't, you know, fill out all the forms properly, you're going to be in trouble. You know, it's just what we see, Sam, so many times is you get the kind of justice that you can buy, you know, and it's different for those with big money and big connections like Bill Clinton, like Barack Hussein Obama, and so many others.
But what's going to happen? Is Donald going to withhold funds from that county until they come to their senses and obey the rule of law? Or what's going to really happen here?
Well, you know, at least I hope that the rule of law is what, you know, happens. And on the other hand, ladies and gentlemen, if there's a law that's a problem, that isn't right, I hope that those kind of laws go away.
Amen to that.
I can give you a whole bunch of list of those, but even when I disagree with them, I do the best I can to abide by them, until we legally change them.
Well, and that's the difference, in my opinion, between kind of a democracy and a republic, Kurt, is that even if we disagree with the law, we feel obligated to obey it and then to use the system, the framework given to us by the founders, to change it. And in my opinion, that's a true responsible citizen who believes in that. All right. Now, I mentioned to you over and over and over how the Patriots struggle to put their money where their mouth is. There's exceptions, but as a whole, we struggle to get the support we need for constitutionality, the rule of law, Christian principles, and more. More evidence, folks. Hang tight.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat for Casey. Mighty Casey was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped.
"That ain't my style,"
said Casey.
"Like what?"
the umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
"I think I'll just ignore it."
And the umpire said,
"Right to."
Now, something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
"Follow through!"
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville, for Mighty Casey hit a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, "Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about?" Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, I don't want to be popular. I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be a rock star, but I am just absolutely miffed by this next piece that I'm seeing. When it comes to Liberty, we struggle to raise $5. Now, I know Kurt will spend his time telling you we get $5 all the time, and he's right. We do. But for the most part, we get no support. It's a struggle to even stay alive, folks. But hey, man, I didn't even believe this next article that Kurt sent me, but I went and researched it, and he's right. Listen carefully. Crazed girls. Flood. Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz with fan mail. So, all kinds of people. Young girls, teenage girls, women, older men. They're all sending Nicholas Cruz fan mail to the jail in Florida. And they're literally putting hundreds, thousands of dollars on his commissary account. And they're just in love with Nicholas Cruz. He's their idol now. And it's amazing to me, Kurt, if you stand for the Constitution or the rule of law or God, family, country, you protect life, liberty, and property, you struggle to get $5. Nicholas Cruz goes on a murderous rampage, and hey, he's got all kinds of people in love with him, sending him cash. They just can't leave the guy alone, Kurt.
Well, the thing that at least one of the main parts of this story that I believe is not really reported is the fact that, hey, you can see the power of the media. When the media promotes this guy and puts him up and tells everybody all about him, you know, then he becomes, to use a phrase, famous, Sam. And so these in my opinion, the kind of lost souls feel like, hey, you know, there's a cool guy here, you know, somebody who's really neat, and I can, you know, relate to him or support him. And that's all part of what happened, because the media puts his face out there and tells his story and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing that happened to Ted Bundy.
Well, yeah, it's exactly right. You know, and you see these kind of people that support these individuals, and you just got to ask, well, what kind of thinking does that? But, you know, I just... it's just a story that you're not going to hear much about it, and the media is not going to take the blame for this, because you know, they don't want to, of course. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and what I don't understand, though, is how would these people even get the address of the jail or the way to contact this guy or whatever? I don't even know how I would send the guy a letter even if I wanted to, Kurt. And I would submit to you that I believe you're right. It's the media. It's the propaganda. It's the, I mean, they've almost painted this guy as a victim. His poor mom loved him and cared for him. And man, once she passed away, he went off the rails. And call, if he could just get the love of a girl or a woman or a man, it might make these women and these crazed girls, they almost believe they're on a mission to save the poor gentleman, kind of a thing. And a lot of that's what it has to do with. Also the infatuation, with some of this stuff, but how do you even get a hold of this guy's email or, you know, mailing address? It's not super easy just to do this. And so I'm convinced there's an agenda behind this to make it happen. How are all these girls just instantly getting, oh my gosh, I got Nicholas Cruz's mailing address to the jail. I'm going to take some money from my allowance or my parents or whatever I'm going to do. And I'm going to literally send this guy, and I'm going to figure out how to put money on his commissary card. I don't know if you guys have ever studied jail, but it's not super easy to do. You got to set up a third party account to put money on there, or to be, you know, receive phone calls, and you know, I'm not saying it's impossible to do. I'm just saying it's not just like you wake up tomorrow morning as a teenager and go, I'm gonna send my buddy Nicholas Cruz, my lover, or my pretended fantasy lover. Something's not right here, Kurt. He gets piled. Yeah. Every news top organization's talked about it. Time magazine says Florida school shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz gets piles of fan mail, says Time. Parkland school shooter getting fan mail, CBS News. Crazed girls flood Parkland school shooter, Sun Sentinel. CBS News, CNN. A look at the shocking fan mail, Parkland. Yahoo. Some women are sending, okay, this is, I believe, an engineered effort, if it's happening at all, Kurt.
Yeah, that's a good point, Sam.
Look, let me ask you, how would you, if you wanted to send Nicholas Cruz a message, how would you do it, Kurt?
You know, I have no idea. You know, at least I'd have to somehow try to figure out, hey, who do you ask to find out where he is, you know, and what, jail he is or whatever, and then you try to find an address and say, hey, you know, if I want to send him some, what do I do, you know? But somehow there's a bunch of this stuff just getting delivered, right?
Yeah, and what I also find interesting about this is I don't know how these people would even do this. I mean, teenagers can't even really set up these kind of accounts. You got to go to a third-party service, and you got to get a hold of the jail, and you got to, oftentimes at certain jails, you got to put the inmate number on there, and you got to, I'm just telling you right now, I've had friends that have been in jail, and I've literally tried to get a hold of them and do things. I'm not telling you it can't be done, but I am telling you it's not as easy as you think it is. It's not just like, oh my goodness, this is super easy. But they say teenage girls, women, and even older men are writing a mass murderer, Nicola Cruz. Okay? And the story goes on and talks about this. Now, what I find fascinating about this also is this, Kurt. What if I were to send him a letter and ask him to come on the radio with me? What if we've heard everything about Nicholas Cruz, but we haven't heard from Nicholas and what his story would be? What if his story was a lot like that Christian boy we put on the radio that testified before the Food and Drug Administration? What I'm saying is that, hey, all these people's love letters are getting through and cash are getting through to this guy. He's getting stacks of fan mail and love letters sent to the Broward County Jail, along with hundreds of dollars in contributions. They have cute greeting cards and perfumed sprayed paper and offers of friendship and encouragement. Love letters. Groupies are joining Facebook communities to talk about how to help the killer. I mean, this is insanity, Kurt.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? But it does show the power of the media. They can, promote this guy. And I do believe that, there are probably some of those folks that feel like, hey, they feel sad because, if I remember right, the guy's parents died. He was put in with other people. I can see why some people would take pity on him and that kind of thing, but it is interesting to think that there's, I guess you could almost twist this story and say, look, Sam, ladies and gentlemen, there's the good people of America performing acts of charity, even when they're not forced to by the government. They see something that they feel like, it could be helped or improved, and so they're doing it. That's another twist to this story, possibly.
Yeah, Kurt would call it good news. I would call it insanity.
Well, I think it's good when people do what they think are good things without getting the government to force them. I like
it. Yeah, that's right. I'm not so sure it's a good thing to send this guy letters. They obtained, the Sun Sentinel got copies of some of these letters. Now, again, you think they're going to let me and the media get copies of some of these letters, Kurt?
Probably not.
Okay, so but they say this guy who had few friends in the outside world is now being showered with attention. The attraction of women to, quote, prison bad boys echoes the fascination with killers like notorious cult leader Charles Manson, Doug Lyle, and Eric Menendez, the Beverly Hills Brothers, etc. I mean, the pair of brothers actually attracted a pair of brides while spending life in prison. Okay, they send bags of mail to Ted Bundy. I reserve the right to care about you, wrote a Texas woman in neat script. The letter was mailed 6 days after Cruz murdered 17 students. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't care about people. I am saying that, look, this is not a genuine, concern for someone. This is a psychotic fascination driven by the media. They say that he was bullied and he deserved sympathy.
Well, I agree with that. The poor kid had been in government school, Sam, he's certainly going to get bullied there, and what kid doesn't, right?
Now let's talk about what the real solutions are, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
A woman from Chicago sent Mr. Cruz 9 suggestive photos, some showing cleavage, some showing her in a skimpy bikini, holding a popsicle, and then a tight shot of her backside as she was bending over, etc. And, you know, you got all kinds of salacious stuff. They say they won't let Cruz read the fan mail, though, Kurt.
Well, who reads it, Sam?
Your government employees, your prison guards.
Great. I guess that's the job of the prison guard, huh? Wow.
They say there's piles of letters, said Broward County Public Defender Howard Finkelstein, whose offices are representing Cruz. In my 40 years as public defender, he says, I have never seen this many letters to a defendant. Now, there you have it. So I'm telling you right now, it's salacious. It's sexual in nature. It's perverted. So this public defender says, my concern about this is there are normal girls all over this country sending him letters. Love letters, sexually suggestive letters, and more. And I'm worried more about that and what's happening to our nation. And I bring this up and spend so much time on it, Kurt, because this highlights what you're mentioning in the media. They've given this guy so much coverage, it is beyond imagination. And it's not negative coverage. Now, what I think needs to be done is, well, let me just tell you, Nicholas Cruz requested a Bible, Kurt. He was denied. You want to know why?
Didn't have a Bible.
Well, he's on suicide watch, and they don't give suicide watch folks Bibles. Maybe one of the best ways to stop suicide would be to give somebody a Bible, Kurt.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, but see, you know, so all I'm telling you is it's just a strange, strange situation. We've created this cult-like fascination via the media. I agree that we shouldn't just hate Cruz. What he did is a horrible, horrific act. We do need to be more like the... Oh, what's that religion group that was a leader in forgiveness example, Kurt? They drive around in buggies and such. Shoot, what's their...
the Amish?
Yeah. Okay, we need to be more like the Amish about this. But that doesn't mean we need to turn them into a fan lover. You know, this fascination with murderers and bad boys in prison and stuff like that. That all comes from the way we treat this discussion. And I think we ought to give the guy a Bible. I think we ought to let people who can talk to him. I don't think we ought to be mean or evil to him. In other words, we don't need to return evil for evil. But we need to stop this psychic babble, this sick fascination. And we need to stop promoting this in the media. But, I mean, the letters talk about how you weren't treated right in life. Now you need to be loved into success and all these things and I'm just telling you, we need to go about it differently, folks. And that's the whole reason that we spend so much time on it. Torture is not ethical. It is not moral. We talked about that last hour. Now, this hour, you've got kind of a similar discussion, really. Crazed girls flood Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz with fan mail and suggestive mail. All I'm telling you is, how does this happen? I don't even know how these girls, these teenage girls, would even get his mailing address and send it. Where are the parents here? What's going on? Well, there's an agenda here behind the scenes, folks. I'm telling you right now, with promoting the gun control folks as they've done, acting like kids are leading the charge when only 10%, by the way, of the people involved in the March on Washington, you know, March for Our Lives campaign, only 10% of them were children at all, but they act like it was a children-led effort. Complete manipulation in the press. Well, the same thing's happening here, folks, and I'm telling you right now, this is not a situation that is normal. There is an agenda. Right, moving to another story before the end of the hour. The United States warns UN cash cutbacks coming. We're only getting started, is the claim. Do you believe him, Kurt?
Well, I sure hope so, Sam. I mean, the UN, at least for my vote, we wouldn't even be in the UN. We wouldn't have any of our money going there, and they could just meet wherever they want, these world bureaucrats, and do whatever. You know, I mean, I don't want to tell them that they can't talk to each other, but I don't want my tax dollars or yours going toward them.
There's a big difference between talking to each other and funding the agenda of the United Nations as well.
Yeah.
So I hope they're only getting started. I hope we have UN cash cutbacks. But again, I wish they'd just get out of the United Nations entirely. Let's just not do the small fry stuff. Because once a Democrat gets in, it can just be overturned and funded and even back paid. We got to shut down the involvement of the UN completely, Kurt.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
But I don't really see Donald talking about that, do you, Kurt?
No, I haven't heard much about that. But
I mean, what's the big thing Donald's talking about now since they've, you know, attacked him with his sexual situation or whatever else? Then seems like I don't hear much from Donald right now. Right?
Yeah, I know at least right now, you know, I think you could say in some ways he's riding high. They say he's got like a 50% approval rate. You know, the Drudge report says spring shock, Trump hits 50% approval. You know, I don't know for sure what he's working on next. I kind of hope I really hope that it's the pro-life agenda, you know, that he's going to do that. Let's say he's going to get the whole pro-life thing done before the election and eliminate the IRS, you know, and free the American people. So that would be a couple of real good ones to get done before the election, wouldn't it?
All I can tell you is we got to really work on it, folks. But Donald's talking about the border. He's talking about, you know, Congress isn't turning over, or I'm sorry, the government's not turning over documents to Congress. He's talking about a couple of things, but compared to defunding the United Nations or standing for pro-life or auditing the Fed, I don't think he's focused on any of the real issues that'll change the game at all. Anyway, I hope the UN cash cutbacks happen. All right, the EPA is in the news, and the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, is poised to scrap fuel economy targets that are key to, they say, combating global warming. They say setting up a clash with California. You think this is real, Kurt?
Yeah. Well, my question for you, Sam, is that something the government's supposed to do, is tell car companies how many miles per gallon your car is supposed to provide?
Well, of course not. The government shouldn't be involved in that at all.
Key point. And now I understand they're saying that, hey, you know, then in California you'll be mad or whatever. But, you know, all that stuff should be left to the free market. And the free market should basically say, look, you know, when you go and you pick out a car, if you want to pick out one that gets better mileage, hey, you should be able to choose. You know, we're pro-choice. You should be able to choose which car you get. It might be a big one. It might be a little one, whatever, you know. But that's how that should be done, not the government telling you which one you can choose and what options they're supposed to have.
But I have a question. Is there anybody or anything that Donald's not at war with, Kurt?
Well, yeah, I think he's
Like what, for example?
Well, they say that, he loves women, so I guess he's not at war with them.
Yeah, but he is with Daniels. He is with that other model chick. I can't remember her name right now, but he's at war with those girls. There's lawsuits flying back and forth and everything.
Yeah, I think a lot of that is the wicked judges and lawyers. They're the ones that make the money on it. And, of course, the media, the ones to hype that stuff up. And if it bleeds, it leads. If it's a terrible kind of thing, they're going to talk about it.
I get you, but I'm just saying, I don't see a single thing that I can think of that Donald's not at war with or about.
I guess, you could call it a trade war, but I think that he's, as he promotes lawful tariffs, I just wish you would go further and say, look, this is the kind of funding for the federal government that we should have. Now let's eliminate the unlawful and unconstitutional kind.
I agree.
Where you step forward and say, hey, this income tax and making America great again. We didn't have that in America for like 130 years of our first part of America. So let's make America great again. We'll keep these tariffs and things in place to protect our American workers, and we'll eliminate things that are havoc on the American people, like the income tax, so we never have anybody who gets a call and they get faked that it's the IRS. That'll just never happen in the future. And, for example, there won't be any, like our buddy, from the Raw Power 3 guys, where they have to deal with people like the federal government telling them certain things are approved and certain things aren't, because, hey, all that stuff would just be gone, and we'd have freedom in America.
Amen to that. All I'm telling you is I believe in constitutional tariffs, but if you're not very careful, you do create trade wars because you abuse the power, and it's too high, just like abusing taxes and being too high on the American people. There's a proper role of limited government, Donald, and I support your trade tariffs if they're constitutional and low. But when you just create out-of-control tariffs, if you're not careful, you will create a trade war. Ron Paul warned against it, and I warn the same. Last story before the end of the hour, speaking of real honest money, silver piles up in warehouses amid fan sell-off. Gold-silver ratio near a two-year high, Kurt.
Wow.
What's FANGS mean, anyway?
Well, FANGS. What that is FANGS, Sam, and that's Facebook, Netflix, Google, I can't remember what the A would be.
In other words, it's an acronym for a trade block, folks, selling off silver.
Well, yeah, FANGS, there's a lot of people who want to invest in those things, the Facebook guys and all those others. What I'd rather see them do is invest and hold real honest money, silver, gold, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, maybe silver will go down, though, and folks can buy more of it, is the good news on the horizon. But again, they're manipulating silver by playing with futures, Kurt.
Yeah, well, it's like stock market for silver and gold. Get the money, get the silver and gold in your hands, but don't believe them when they say they've got it for you.
All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We will be rebroadcast show tomorrow. We'll put in today's show. Lowell did such a phenomenal job first hour. Kurt, second hour. And then Wednesday, we'll be back live in studio. I'll be taking care of some personal business. So thanks for your patience and understanding with that. And if you want to fund the Widows Not Might Radio Network, if you just all of a sudden have this love that you want to just start sending cash and love mail and stuff like that, by all means. Kurt loves love mail, ladies and gentlemen. I like the cash. All right, there you there you have it. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. The Widows Might Radio Network does need your support, though. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? We declare this nation shall endure.